What if I told you The Lord of the Rings is a lesson in clarity? Hi, I'm Jan. Welcome. Welcome to the Quest for Clarity, where you and I get to go on an adventure together so that we can both learn to stop doubting and start living. It really is. If you think about it, and we'll take a little walk along this path for a few minutes. And what I would like you to think about is that The Lord of the Rings in particular is a quest. It's an adventure. It is an epic adventure, and it's filled with growth and excitement and friendship and all of the things that we love to watch. Oh yeah. Now, whether you like fantasy movies or not, doesn't really matter. The point of it is that it is an epic adventure. And it's one that lasted for all kinds of time. Now, whether it's Robin Hood or whether it's The Quest for Camelot or The Lord of the Rings or really any great story is a quest. And on a quest, there is always growth. So here's what I would like you to think a little bit about. We love that kind of thing because we love as an audience to sit back and we relax and it's all good and we get to cheer on our friends, because really they do almost become friends, because as we're watching these movies, we feel their hopes, we feel their dreams, we feel the fear and the frustration, but we're nice and safe in our living rooms. It's true, isn't it? You know what I'm talking about. And so there's something in our brain that says, okay, this is great because I get to learn from this other person's adventure, but I don't really have to take on what I don't want. Yeah, you and I both know that's true. And so we're almost sad when these movies end. Now, I will be the first to tell you that I was a huge fan of The Lord of the Rings because I read the books when I was, gosh, I don't know, maybe I was a teenager, I don't recall, and really enjoyed the whole series. And then when the movie came out and Peter Jackson did such an extraordinary job of it, right from the scenes to the costumes to the retelling of the story, it really was something that I felt connected to. And maybe you all can relate to what I'm saying, that you actually feel like you get to know the characters on such a personal level that you're actually sad when it ends. Maybe I should be embarrassed to admit that. I'm not really sure, but really I was. I was like, oh no, I was so excited for the last movie to come out, but oh no, I'm so sad for the last movie to come out. You know, and Harry Potter, any of those kinds of series where we connect with the character. So where am I going with that? Here's where I am going with this. We love to watch adventures, but when it comes to our own life, we say we like adventure. Really, we do. Oh, yes, I want to travel and I want to see the world and I want these interesting things to happen to me and interesting people and interesting this and interesting that. I want my life to be an adventure. But do we really? Do we really genuinely embrace change? Well, maybe some of you do, and I think that that's great. But I think most of us think, well, gosh, I really just want to be clear, Jan. I want to be clear about where I'm going. I want to be clear about my career. I want to be clear about my path. Well, if you were totally clear about your path, what would that mean? Well, it would mean I would start at A and I'd go straight to B. I'd get to B. Woohoo! Life is grand. Right? Isn't that the truth? That's what you think you want. You do. You think you want to go straight from A to B. Done. Now I'll stay at B and I'll be blissfully happy as I live my life and I was so clear, aren't I great? Okay. Well, let's think about that for a minute. Imagine, if you will, one of my favorite movies, maybe one of yours, Lord of the Rings. We're back to that. Imagine if it was a straight road. Okay, those of you who don't, I'll apologize, those of you who haven't read the book or haven't seen the movie, Frodo is the main character, and Frodo has to go through an epic journey. He really does. He has to take the Ring of Power and destroy it. So what if, think about this, what if Frodo said, yeah, I got this, I'll take the ring, I'll destroy it, and he did exactly that. He took the ring, he went on a trek, maybe it took him a little while, he had to walk Took him a month or so to get there. He dropped the ring in the fire, and it was done. That's the end. Not a very exciting movie, was it? A bit dull, wasn't it? Where was the friendship? Where was the growth? Where was the excitement? Where were the opportunities for change? Where were all of the cool, amazing strengths that Frodo discovered that he had? He figured those out as he went on a winding path, not on a straight road. He didn't go on a straight road from A to destroy the ring. He went on an adventure. He met up with cool people. He was presented with extraordinary opportunities. He went through some hardships. He went through some difficult times. He went through some struggles. And then he came out on the other side. And you know what we did while we watched? We cheered. We absolutely cheered. We bought in. We wanted him to succeed. We wanted to help him. We wanted to do what we could do to help him go on his adventure. And that's what the people in your life who love you, that's what they want to do with you. That is clarity. Really, it is a straight road from A to B. No, no, really, Jen, that's what I want. No, you don't. No, you don't. You want the adventure. Trust me. So the question is, how does Frodo's adventure, or Robin Hood, it doesn't matter, pick a character, it doesn't matter. How does his adventure mean clarity? Because you're saying, well, Jan, it's not real life. It isn't real life. There's no big decision. Should I take this job? Should I take that job? Should I get married? Should I have children? Should I? Lots of should I's in our lives. So you're right. It's not real life. But where are the big decisions? Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Frodo didn't know how he was going to get to complete his adventure. He really didn't. He didn't know how he was going to get there. He didn't know how long it was going to take. He didn't know who or if anyone would help him. He was filled with uncertainty. There was a path ahead. He didn't even know the way to get there, to get to his end destination. He didn't even know the route. And here's where the clarity comes in. Are you listening? Are you ready? Here's where the clarity comes in. He had faith. He had faith in himself. He was clear that he could do it. He was clear that it had to be done. He was clear he was the man for the job, and he was clear that somehow it would happen. Now that is faith, and that is clarity. And that's what I'm asking you to try that's what I'm asking you to find in your life, is that feeling of, I got this. So that if you feel like you're faced with a big decision or a path that doesn't seem to be going straight, or maybe as straight as you want it to, that you have faith in you, that the path will unfold, or that the path will maybe present itself. Maybe you like that better. Now, when I say faith, I'm not talking necessarily about religious faith. If that helps you, that's great. But if that's not the way you're inclined, that's also great, because it's a faith in yourself, a certainty, a knowing that this is doable, that there is a desired result, and I have faith that I can handle it. Because really, if you think about it, that's where stress comes in. Let's talk a little bit about stress and anxiety just for a moment here. So if you have a task to do, or you have a decision to make, something that's weighing a little bit on you, and that decision is sort of up here, or feels a little bit like it's beyond you, and your faith in your ability to do that or to move in that direction is kind of low. It's on the third floor and the decision is on the 12th floor. Well, it's that gap It's that gap that makes you feel stressed. It's like, oh my goodness, I have this thing to do, but I don't know if I have the faith in myself to do it. And that is what creates stress in our lives. It's this disparity, if you will, between the two, between what I want and what I feel I can do. So back to Frodo, he trusted that the opportunities would come, that the people would come to him that he needed to help him. And that is clarity. He didn't know exactly what was going to happen. He didn't know all of the things that would befall him, all the people he would meet. He had no idea. Just like you don't have any idea in your life, and I don't have any idea in my life. And really, if you think about this, think back to a time when something really cool happened to you. Did you plan for it? Did you walk out the door that day and say to yourself, I'm going to meet this person today who will help me with this? No, you didn't. But you were open to the opportunity because you knew, you were clear that day. You felt good about you. You felt good about your life. You felt good about what was happening. And you were open to possibilities. Now that is clarity. Because you're open to possibility and you know that whatever comes your way, you can handle it. Oh yeah, you can handle it. A couple of years ago, my family and I, we moved to Turkey. And we lived in Turkey for an entire year. No, I don't speak Turkish. Oh my goodness, I don't speak Turkish. Okay. My son picked it up a little bit, but my husband and I, yeah, not so much. We didn't know anyone there. We were actively seeking an adventure. And do you know what? People thought we were crazy. And I think there were moments when we thought we were crazy too. But we had the capability at the time. My son was young enough. He was kind of on that cusp, right? He was young enough to be able to uproot and not worry about his friends and his school and all that kind of thing. He didn't. And then he was old enough that he would benefit from the experience of living in another country, right? Of living halfway around the world. And so it was kind of that sweet spot. My husband and I both work contracts, so it didn't matter, freelancers, it didn't matter where we worked from. And so we said, well, okay, an opportunity arose. We said, let's give it a go and see how it is. Well, we didn't know what would happen. We didn't know if we would meet cool people. We didn't know if there would be opportunities when we got there. We didn't know, we really didn't know anything. We didn't even know how to get from the airport to an apartment. It was that bad or that good because everything was a possibility. And we had to have a little faith. Some days more than a little, but we had to have faith that, you know what? This is great. This is an adventure. This is exciting. And we were clear that whatever came our direction, we'd be able to handle it. And that is that. And just as a side note, extraordinary year. It was an extraordinary time. And was it all spectacular? No, there were certainly some ups and some downs, but for the most part, it was all good. And what a memory to look back on. What a learning experience for all of us. And we were clear that it would work out. Mindset, right? Mindset. So that's great, Jen. I could never do that. Okay, that's okay. What you can do is build faith in yourself. You might call it faith. You might call it trust. Maybe you like the word trust better, and that's okay. And what that means is what I'm asking you to practice is to practice building some faith in yourself, building a sense of trust in yourself, building that muscle that says, I got this. I can handle this. I can do this, right? And most of us, well, many of us, a lot of us, we're going to practice with that. So how do you do that? Start practicing the wins. And what I mean is, hey, I finished that project on time at work. Excellent. I knew I could handle it, right? Reinforce it. Celebrate the win. I juggled, think about at the end of your day, whoa, okay, I juggled my kids, I juggled my life, I juggled my job, and I did a good job today. I can handle it. I have faith in myself. I trust that I can make the right decisions that do good things during the day. Or maybe it's, I asked for help today and I got it. I can do that. All of these little things, and they're little, they're things that you can do today. And I would ask you to look today for opportunities to build faith and build trust in yourself, because you know what? We're a little out of practice. And I'm not going to blame your parents. I'm not going to blame your grandparents and say, well, they do everything for us. They did everything for you. And that's why you don't have that trust in yourself, because that's pointless. You and I both know that. It's about you going out and practicing your ability to go, I got this. I can handle this. And just move through things. It's a practice. You just have to keep doing it. So give that a go today. Be Frodo, okay? Be opportunistic and go out and trust that it'll work out. Opportunities will present themselves. People will come to your aid. If you're positive and you're clear about your outcome, you're clear about where you just want to go today, then that is a good thing. I really enjoyed this. And if you enjoyed this, do subscribe, because I don't want you to miss any tips on our quest for clarity. And rate us for sure. And if you found something today that stuck for you or something that maybe made you think or you thought, I like the way that sounded, share it. Share it with someone who you think would benefit from it as well. Remember, please remember, clarity is a practice. So stop doubting. Start living.